Oh, by the way, my brother, I hope Jane's still listening, because my brother has figured he has to train those Yankee squirrels on how to use the bungee cord for the squirrel. You know, you bought a bungee corn feeder squirrel thing,
mm-hmm.
and he's down here, and they put it out, and the squirrels just ran away. So
that's not all bad.
So the impression I get is the squirrels came back, but they wouldn't jump. And so he had to put the corn. He says he thinks his squirrels do not recognize kernel corn.
Oh.
You know, they've been up there without kernel
they
corn.
They go to the HEB and get
it
out.
Yeah, they haven't seen it on the cob so long. So what he did, he put the cob on the branch. Put a cob.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, you know, they're snowed in up there in the winter and they don't have a lot to do. So then he let them start eating a little bit, and then he put the corn kind of on the ground, and they let them start eating a little bit right under where it's going to be hanging, and then he pulled it up, put it up sort of where they would jump for it. Well, he said they wouldn't do it. So then he says he's going to have to bring it up gradually. In other words, have it right on the ground at first, and then let them eat a little, then raise it up maybe a foot.
This is so sad.
And that's sad. Yeah. Yeah, train the squirrels
to drive you crazy later, yeah.
Okay, so that's the way you train a squirrel to eat off of
is
a
this
bunny.
Working?
Yeah.
Oh, it did work?
That's what he says.
All right. He'll have to put his method on.
He'll probably be right. He might write a book about
yeah, how to
making
train squirrels
obnoxious or...